What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting, and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. I'm laughing right now because when you did this, I used to do this all the time, and you know how I have a big head, right? My friend would be like, hey, watch where you're swinging that thing all the time. That's when I did this. I was like, oh, I heard his voice in my head, so...
I like how you're clowning on yourself within the first 20 seconds of the podcast.
I know. That was terrible of me, but I had to laugh at myself for sure.
Okay, I'm going to give you props since you just clowned yourself. That's a nice hoodie.
Appreciate that.
USA?
That's what's up.
We're also talking about the USA today.
Indubitably.
We're talking about a public health approach to guns.
Ooh.
In the USA.
Better than home.
Bringing everything together. This is The Positive Truth if you are new. We do episodes 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Monday and Wednesday, it's audio only on iTunes, Google Play, and SoundCloud. And on Friday, it's audio visual, so you can check us out on all those platforms I just said, and also on our Facebook at The Positive Truth Podcast, and our YouTube, The Positive Truth OKC. Please like, share, and subscribe. We have all our social media accounts below, so you can go follow those. But just tell a friend, share, give us a like, that helps so much. 5-star review on iTunes pushes us up, helps spread this uplifting and positive news. Last week, we talked about lowering the fear of mass shootings. And while we agreed mass shootings are awful, they don't happen near as much as you would think. But today, we're gonna talk about a public health approach to guns. So yeah, that's what we're doing today, Tim.
Absolutely.
I have a lot, and JoJo has us on a time constraint.
So jump right into it, man. I only have like maybe a 5 or 6 step plan. But I can definitely squeeze those in.
So, I mean, let's just get it going. The reason why we're talking about this is gun violence is too high in America, and we need to stop that in these mass shootings. So, here's the facts. From 2000 to 2014, America had 133 mass shootings, not including gang violence and terrorism. So, it's kind of ironic we don't consider gang violence mass shootings, and we don't consider terrorism. Mass shootings is when 4 or more people get killed or get shot. And basically they're happening more frequently. They're happening on average every 64 days or around every 2 months. That's crazy.
Yeah, I didn't realize that at all.
2/3 of gun deaths though in America, they're suicides, and almost 1/3 are homicides, in which only one person dies. We talked about that in the last episode. So as terrified as we are about mass shootings, most of the gun deaths are suicide. But the rest of the stats are going to be new. So for everyone that's listening,
absolutely,
we are just reviewing. The rest of people that are killed by gun deaths are either killed by the police or in accidents. This is important because suicide usually stems from like a temporary crisis. So we've done a suicide episode, Tim, and we know surviving suicide attempts is very important because if you have a suicide attempt, typically you don't die from suicide within the next 10 years. It's only like 7% of people die from suicide. But when you have a gun, you're much less likely to survive suicide.
Absolutely.
It's a lot harder to survive a gunshot than it is almost anything else. If you have a gun, you're much less likely to survive a suicide attempt. Suicide by guns is overwhelmingly men and mostly middle-aged white men. Gun suicides have increased since the early 90s, while gun homicide has been decreasing. The gun homicide rate per 1,000 people we talked about last episode is only around 3. That shows gun violence is rare in general, but it's higher here in America than it is in other developed countries, where most homicide rates aren't even 1.5 per 100,000 people, even when you include like assault and like knives, any of that.
Wow, that's pretty low.
So almost every country has a gun homicide rate less than 1 per every 100,000. Well, here is 3. But we're also one of the only developed countries that has the right to bear arms. If I could pull back. So the most people that die from homicide in America are young black men. So men in general do not benefit from guns in America. And it's not that America has more crime. We actually have about the same amount of crime as every other developed country. It's just that crime in America is more deadly because we have more guns. There's about 350, 100, 360, 330, depending on who you talk to, million Americans, We're like 5% of the world's population, and we have 40% of the guns in America.
Oh, wow.
And 40% of all the guns in the world are here. So if we don't have more crime, we just know that our, like, it's just everything's more lethal. And gun deaths have out-totaled the death rates of AIDS, drugs, war, and terrorism combined since 2000.
Man.
We're basically the only country that has a right to bear arms. In some states, you don't need to be licensed to buy a gun. You don't have to be registered. You don't have to give a reason for purchase. You don't have to take safe training. You don't have to do safe storage to get one. Where, while in like every other developed country, you have to do all of those.
You know, in Oklahoma, you don't have to have anything.
Man, I have a friend that got a gun. And this thing is like, it was, I don't even know what it was. It was like a 45. This thing has a laser on it, right?
Oh, wow.
And this laser is incredible. He was like, yeah, watch this laser. He pointed it. The laser was like two blocks down the street, just like ding. I was like, dog, you could be sniping people with this thing. He didn't have a license or anything. He didn't have to give a reason for purchase. He went to a gun show at the Oklahoma Fair and got this.
Yep.
And I was just like, that thing's like a lethal weapon. You could, this thing's like something you see on a video game.
It's wild to me, man, that you, I didn't know Oklahoma, you didn't need a license. Like, I had no clue whatsoever.
But some states are different.
Right.
But like, that's crazy. So you can arm yourself for a war and no one's gonna come find you. And while most of the time, like, this doesn't lead to anything, it also leads to all of our crime being more deadly and these mass shootings, because clearly you can get an arsenal.
Absolutely.
And just to belittle a point, so our president that we don't name on here, in February, he wrote this bill that says there's going to be, if you basically you try to get a license for a gun, there's no more mental health check. He took that out. It's like February 28th, 2017. And then whenever a thing in San Antonio, like the area happened in the church, he was like, well, this is a mental health crisis. But well, you just wrote that out of the law, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
I love how you said to belittle a point here.
I'm just saying, like, that's how easy it is to get a gun. Where in America, if you want to get, like, a gun license, you don't even have to get a mental health check. Like, our president did that.
Yeah, that's definitely have to do something about that for sure.
So, regardless how you feel about guns, more guns equal more deaths in America. America doesn't have a gun problem, it has several of them. We have a mass shooting problem, we have a homicide problem, and we have a suicide problem. So what we're gonna do today is we're gonna take a public health approach to this, to how to fix this problem.
Yes, sir.
Tim, do you wanna start?
Yes,
sir. Since I've done all the talking, literally.
No, absolutely, I loved it. I learned a lot right there. Well, the first thing that I have is demand that your city use driven strategies to reduce violence. More than 25% of America's gun homicides happen in neighborhoods that contain just 1.5% of the country's total population. The free campaign? Yes, sir.
So what that basically means is, if you know someone that has a gun, you're more likely, if you know someone that's likely to shoot someone, you're more likely to die by gun violence. If you know someone's carrying a gun, that increases your rate of getting shot.
Absolutely.
Even if you're just carrying one at home, if you just have a gun at home, you're much more likely to use that on yourself or like a family member in a fight. A child might pick it up and get shot, or like a neighbor. Like, you're 20 times more likely to use that on someone you know than someone actually attacking you. That's how deadly guns are. And that's the point they just said right there. Like, most of the violence is centered in little, small communities. So if you're in one of those communities and you're around someone that's carrying a gun, you might get hit by a stray bullet. But for the rest of us, like, that's really low. But continue.
For sure, for sure. I'll continue with my first point. The Live Free campaign and the Community Justice Reform Coalition are working to organize the communities most intensely impacted by violence. These activists believe that the making neighborhoods safer requires addressing gun violence, police shootings, and criminal justice reform at the same time, not as competing issues, which only makes sense. I mean, in order to do something about it, you gotta have to get, like we talked about community. We had a whole episode about how to build a community. It's going to take a community to stop this gun violence. It's going to take a group of people complaining at the exact same time, and not just against one issue. Multiple issues that have to do with violence overall.
Absolutely.
Do sops.
You want to go through all your points? Because I have like a
Oh, for sure. For sure. I'll go real quick. Strengthen your state's approach to guns and domestic violence. Tougher state-level gun laws for keeping firearms out of hands of domestic violence abusers were associated with two fewer domestic gun homicides per state per year, according to a 2006 study.
So better background checks.
Exactly. I mean, we're going to have to do something about it. The next one I have is support the effort to pass extreme risk protection orders. Advocates have launched a joint effort this year across 20 states to pass extreme risk protection order laws, which would give family members and law enforcement officials a way to petition a court to temporarily bar at-risk people from possessing firearms. California actually passed a version of this law in 2014 after a campus shooting in Vista, California. Number four I have is learn how to identify when someone's at risk. The Sandy Hook Promise. An advocacy group founded by family members of victims killed in the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting has trained more than 2 million students and adults in their Know the Signs program, which help people identify at-risk behaviors, especially on social media, and learn how to respond effectively. And the last one I have gun owners lead the way in preventing gun suicides. I like this point the best. The reason I like this point the best is because how can we talk about this issue whenever we're not the ones that are actually carrying these guns? Let's talk up to these people that actually had to go through some issues and they're the ones carrying these guns. The ones that actually had to apply for the licenses, the ones that are handling everything in the correct way, the way that they should. We need to have those people.
And want to keep their guns.
Exactly. We need to have those people leading the way so we can find a happy balance.
Tim, I'm gonna ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Of those 4 points, how many of those do you think are bipartisan?
The five that I read, oof.
Or five, my bad.
No, you're good.
I would say all of them, right?
Yeah, I was gonna say 4 out of 5 for sure, but go ahead.
Like, almost all of them.
Right.
But this is something where I feel like Democrats and Obama have like failed miserably. Because anytime you say the word gun control, people get terrified. Because gun control, they think, oh, they're gonna come in, they're gonna take our guns away. So whenever you say that word, like anytime you bring up the word gun control, people usually go out and buy them. Like anytime there's any sort of like public mass shooting, gun sales rise. People get terrified, right?
Right.
And that's where, but we know from all of this, less guns in America means fewer gun deaths. So we can't say gun control. That's why the title of this episode is A Public Health Approach to Guns. Because if we put gun control in America,
scare too many people.
Not only that, you're going to piss off half the country. Like, they're not even going to listen to us. But everything you just said is bipartisan. It's like better background checks. Like, better background checks. And I have other ones, like safe storage, ban bump stocks. Just track people if you're buying, like, 10 guns.
Absolutely. There should be definitely a gun limit to people.
Protection orders. Like, all of, like, the domestic stuff. All the mental health checks. There should be all of that. And I feel like people that are like, I want to keep my gun, they have every right to. I'm not trying to take their gun away. But at the same time, I recognize that we need less guns in America. So my approach to this would be, we just need to have better background checks. And then we need to incentivize certain things. So you see your phone right there, Tim?
Yes, sir.
Can I see it real quick?
Absolutely.
So this is Tim's phone. I'm gonna try to access it. I can't do anything. You wanna know why I can't do anything?
I have a passcode.
Why don't our guns have passcodes?
Unless you put a lock on it, it's not going to.
That's what the point with safe storage, that way a kid can't pick it up. And you can't like shoot himself, shoot a friend on accident, or shoot up a school.
Absolutely.
But even if like I try to access your phone, I can't do it because there's a thumbprint.
Right.
Why can't we do that with guns?
Absolutely right. Well, we got enough technology to be able to do things like this now. We need to apply it to something that actually matters, for sure.
Like, that's something that's bipartisan, right?
Absolutely.
We know, like, you need less guns in America. Why don't we have incentives instead of, like, hey, you take your gun to a police station, we won't run a background check on you, we won't see if you have a felony or a warrant, and we won't see if you have a license. If you bring your gun up here, we will pay you double. Whatever you pay you double what it's worth. There's a lot of broke people in America.
That would be selling the guns that they do have, for sure.
So that's just like, turn it in, boom. You just made some money. You sell it back for double it's worth. I don't mind raising, I don't mind my taxes going to this, because then there's less guns on the street, right?
Absolutely.
And that's just two simple steps. So better background checks, ban under 21, protection orders for, like you said, domestic violence problems. And like, the background checks is so important because 22% of guns are obtained without one. So if we just have harder, stricter background checks, then there's just all of a sudden you have less guns. And so then if you buy multiples, and we're like, you just keep track of it as a government agency. Like, listen, we know you have three guns. You are the only person in your neighborhood that has a gun right now. We get to that point, someone gets shot, they're gonna come after that person. Like, hey, what were you doing last night?
Oh, absolutely.
You lower the amount of guns, you can do that. And you can't build up a stockpile. Just give a reasoning for it. I have no problem with you keeping a gun. I personally, like, my personal opinion is I don't think anyone should have a gun, but I have no problem with you wanting one because I don't feel like a gun protects me at all. If there's some sort of drive-by shooting, I'm not gonna be able to just pull out my gun and shoot back. This is, life isn't the movies, you know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
It's very rare someone runs in your house for a burglary, and usually when it happens, it's someone you know. Usually when a gun is used, it's used on a friend or yourself. So that's why I don't see a point of needing one. But I can understand why someone would want one. But what's the problem with us having just really hard background checks? Maybe raising the taxes? Like, oh, you have a gun, pay a tax. Unless, since you have a background check, every 6 months you come and bring them, and we'll give you a discount. Like, go up to a guns license agency and just be like, hey, you have your gun, how's everything going? Still functioning properly? What are you using it for? You just keep it updated, you get a tax benefit. If you don't, you get nailed at the end of the year. Like, because you have, I just want people to keep track of who has guns. I have no problem with you having one, but I feel like that's just much safer. And then if we pay people to give their guns back, all of a sudden you have less in America. And now if you're required to have a license regardless, and you get caught with one, you're done. You're going to jail, or you're paying a massive fine.
Definitely need to have higher standards when it comes to our guns in America, in all reality.
Absolutely. And then if you just put, like, if the gun industry that's making tons of money with a lack of regulation, if they just say, like, we just tell them, like, listen, you have to make guns that are safer. These things have to, like, the owner is the only person that can use this gun. Like, the same thing with the iPhone. Like, boom.
The only person that can open it up is me or somebody that knows the password, but I would have to give them permission for sure.
So that lowers suicide, that lowers homicides, and it makes everyone safer.
Absolutely.
And it lowers mass shootings, lowers everything. All it takes is stricter ways to get a gun, stricter protections, and just a little bit of government help. But whenever, what happens with guns is it becomes really bipartisan because, like, we have to take them all away, or we have to give away all the restrictions.
You have to have a balance for sure. You have to have a happy medium.
Like, I don't want to live in a country where there's a mass shooting happening and we're celebrating the fact that a person with a gun stopped it. I would much rather live in a country where very few people have a gun. And when that stuff does happen, we can pinpoint it immediately.
I understand that completely.
Less homicides, less suicides. And just, like, we just talked about who dies from guns. Men do. We benefit from that, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's one less thing to fear, for sure.
I feel like this is as bipartisan as we can make this, and I feel like it's understandable on every level.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the only way you're not going to understand this is if you're all about keeping as many guns as you possibly can. And
why would you want or need that?
Like, man,
if you're collecting guns, I get that.
Yeah, but at the same time, if you're not even using these guns, you're not going to the gun range, you're using them for protection, what do you need 50 guns for, 10 guns for, whatever the case may be? I mean, there's a lot of people out there. I had a friend that owned 5 different rifles. Why do you have these? You've never shot any of them. He finally sold them, of course, you know, later on. He just wanted them to be cool. But what I'm saying is basically, there's a lot of people out there that, imagine, guns don't kill people. You know, I truly believe people kill people. That being said, a lot of accidents do happen with guns as well, but there's no reason for a person, from my perspective, there's no reason for a person to have more than, if you have more guns in your house and you have people living there, there's an issue there to me.
I mean, but we just talked about, like, we know, we have all the statistics. There's not more crime in America. It's just more deadly here because we have more guns. So we know to make it less deadly, all we have to do is get rid of them. And if we set up just laws, like stricter background checks, you have to go through all five of the processes we just talked about. And like we put you in a system to keep track of you. So if you have a shotgun and you want to buy a pistol, you have to give a reasoning. And then it's like we give them an incentive of like every year you want a tax reduction, come bring up your guns, license them off. But if we catch you with any more than these two guns, your ass is going to be in trouble. But you get a tax reduction if you do, like, you pay for the license, and we'll pay for the license back if you, like, come up here and just keep everything registered.
Absolutely. I mean, those all sound like great ideas.
I mean, I don't understand, like...
It takes a strong community to back them, though. People got to complain the right way.
Or just vote.
Mm. Voting seems tough for everybody right now. But eventually, we're going to get it together, for sure.
I want less guns on the streets. And when I say streets, most of the time that's meant like an urban thing, like anywhere, like rural, period. Suburbia, doesn't matter. Just, I want it, if there's anything I would want, like my one thing for like public health guns is just less. I just want a system set up where people can sell their guns back and profit from it. And not be like, oh, you got a warrant, you came here with a gun, boom, you're arrested. A safe space.
You know, like when we were kids, man, there's a lot of TV shows. I can think of Family Matters for once. They threw like a community event, and anybody that wants to bring their gun, actually the Game and Snoop Dogg did in California a couple years back as well. They did the whole like Bloods versus Crips thing. Everybody
don't tell me anything
gun.
About Snoop, because you just told me he has a show with Martha Stewart, so I have no idea what's going on with the world.
So basically, what they did is they threw a community event, like cookout, DJs playing music, and what you do is they have these box with these police officers. You go by and you drop all of your guns there. And you go on, you party with everybody else, grab some food, and just hang out with your community. I mean, it'd be tough for us to do something like that, but we can eventually get to that point one of these days for sure, because that seems like it's definitely a big goal for you to have less guns on the streets.
It should be a big goal for everyone.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And if we all go vote on it, like, hey, if we vote on these ideas, we vote on stricter background checks, and slowly this will change. Less guns in America, everyone's better off.
Absolutely.
That's our approach. If you have an idea, let us know. Hit us up in the email, thepositivetruth@gmail.com, all that other stuff. Hit us up on the social media, but more guns equal more deaths, and we have to get better as a country. These are just a few ideas. We got to work hard and change for the better.
Absolutely.
Don't be scared of mass shootings. We shouldn't be scared of homicides, but we should be working to make it a better, lessen the gun homicides in America. I had a stat up here about that. I can't find it though. I have so many.
You definitely came ready today to play.
Yeah, so here it is. So gun murders per 1,000 people. USA is 3. Italy is 0.7. Canada 0.5. Sweden 0.3. Australia 0.1. England 0.1. Japan 0. Spain 0.1. France 0.1.
Wow, Japan was 0?
Yeah, but they're also, they have ocean around them. It's a lot easier to keep guns out when you have to like bring them in through water. Mm. We have a lot of land and a lot of guns already here to begin with.
Touche.
And an unregulated industry.
For sure. Well, I mean, it's definitely tough on us, but we're doing our part right here, and hopefully everybody else will do their part by voting and by, you know, being one and stopping this problem that we have with guns.
Absolutely. I have said my piece. I'm sure JoJo's gonna have all the animations making fun of me later on the visual episodes. You can check those out at the Positive Truth Podcast on Facebook and on YouTube.
I do have a positive quote. We'll end with that today. We know we can't stop every act of violence, every act of evil in the world, but we could try to stop one act of evil, one act of violence. Barack Obama.
I feel like that's what we're trying to do right now. I like how you're finding the appropriate quotes now.
I'm up here now.
Oh, I like that, Tim.
I'm working on it.
I wonder, like, your Google search history, like, gun positive quotes. Like, who is this person? Google's like, who is this dude?
Who is this positive guy?
Anyway, we'll be back on Monday with more uplifting and positive news. Hopefully you like this episode. Hopefully it was bipartisan enough to have everyone agreeing, or at least agreeing we need less guns. Until Monday, we're out.
Stay positive.